producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Fun.
Week of October, the last week of daylight savings time. And this may be the first time you've ever listened to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Thank you for being here. It is a sparse crew this morning. Normally this program has as many as five or six components. That would be me, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Dr. Joy Brown. But here we are, Kenny.
Yeah, where'd everybody go?
McFadden went down to the Caribbean someplace. He'll be back tomorrow. Jennifer was in Czechoslovakia. She'll be back tomorrow. Let's see, who else? Roberta? I don't know where she is. She's supposed to be. It's all too loose here. I let everybody do what they want to do, go where they want to go, be who they want to be, and here you and I are here holding down the fort with some things to think about. Quote of the day today goes to Chris Christie, who said, "I offer my sincere apologies to all the patrons of the quiet car that were offended." It seems that Governor Christie was on Amtrak yesterday, and he broke the first rule of the quiet car. He was talking in the quiet car. Why don't you sit in the other car if you want to talk? Hello? Ding, 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 ding. That's on the quiet car is on the Acela, the fast train that goes from Washington to Boston through New York. All right, let's see. Our thought for the day today comes from Pablo Picasso, whose birthday would have been over this past weekend, born 1881, October the 25th. He said, quote, "Inspiration exists, but it has to find you working. Inspiration is one thing. Perspiration is something else." He didn't say that. I said that. I think that came from my father, who, by the way, as I was listening to Ben Carson talking about his background when he was a kid at 14, he was in a gang. And the gang sounded like pretty rough stuff. He went after somebody with a knife, apparently. I don't know that ever there was a connection, but he sounds like coming out of the same background as my father did. My father was an orphan growing up in South Boston, and he, all the same things, chains. They used to go after, they had the various gangs, bricks, baseball bats, knives, that kind of stuff. And it was, you know, different. Today they all have guns because they're all, I was about to say something. I just edited my, Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Yeah, I'm not eager to get into something like I was just about to say. Thank you very much. So let's move into some of the other things that are going on today that brings us around to thinking about winter. Weather in California is wonderful. Kenny, what did you have for temperatures over the weekend there?
80s.
80s. But south of you, about 450 miles. I don't know. Is it further than that down to where the hurricane hit land? I think there was some.
I think it's in the neighborhood of 500 miles.
Yeah, right, exactly. As the weather changes, let's just put it that way, some people have become very concerned about what's going on with these refugees from Syria. They've moved into Iraq. There are some that are trying to, as you know, find their way into Europe. But as the weather changes, think of yourself in this position. I'm not advocating a position one way or another, except think about yourself. Put yourself in the position of these hundreds of thousands of people that have been driven out of Syria. They left because if they stayed, they would have been killed, most of them. A la the raid that the Americans conducted last week to save the 70 who would have been slaughtered by ISIS had they not been. Well, there are hundreds of thousands of people who would suffer that fate under these people. So they're moving, and they're nomads. They have, in many cases, no place to go. They don't have any money. They have no clothing. They have no food. They have no place to stay. They have nothing. Put yourself in that position if you possibly can. Can you imagine anything? There are people in America. What? We have 12, 13, 14 million people that are suffering because they don't have enough food or they don't have a place to stay. There are some who choose to be homeless, some who just are. And are they wandering? I mean, I think there's a way of finding food. Sometimes it's pretty disgusting how they find their food, but because there's food available, they can get it. Not advocating for that, but when you're walking in a tribe across a desert or across mountains, which is what some of these people are doing, or they're trying to get to where they're going with any means possible, they have nothing. And there isn't, in those positions, any food. So the United Nations is trying to help out, and there are groups of countries, private groups, and public groups. But it's becoming a really difficult circumstance, much so that European leaders yesterday got together to try to figure out what they can do with these refugees. You can't just, people say, well, let's just do what we ought to do in Mexico, shut them out. Well, is that the right thing to do? Lots of people who are desperate. 500,000 migrants and refugees are in the European Union. And there are, in that group, tens of thousands who have died trying to get away. So these countries are struggling to come up with a plan to deal with this. And you can understand it's not, you know, people will say it's not our job. And you know what, it really isn't. That's true, it isn't. And they don't want to become overwhelmed by people knocking on their door. So what do you do about this? That's the situation. And it may roll back to what many of us have said a long time ago, that we should be dealing with ISIS. This problem wouldn't be a problem if ISIS had been taken care of by the Americans, by the Europeans. So they're suffering the fate that they created. It's not our problem. Yeah, it really isn't. I don't advocate going in to these areas. I don't think we should have been in Iraq, frankly. I don't think we should have been in Afghanistan, other than to find bin Laden. Did a horrible job of that, so we still are there messing things up, and they're messing with our soldiers. So we have this problem. It's the worst refugee crisis since World War II. I don't know if you realize that or not. The worst situation like this since the Jews and the problems they had in World War II. And it comes as the European Union is not together on how to respond. Some people, come on, come on, we'll take care of you. Hungary says, no, not in my backyard. The Germans and the French said, okay, we'll take care of you. The English don't really want them. They got their own problem with unwanted refugees coming from all over the former British colonies. It's pretty messy in England these days. So some of the countries have committed to more shelters for the migrants. The meeting that I was talking about was kind of contentious. The 11 leaders of these countries decided that capacities ought to be boosted in Greece. And the migration route, which currently has 100,000 people on it today, as winter comes in, those 100,000 haven't got the slightest idea where they're going. And the Europeans don't know what to do with them either. But at least they're not going to just throw their hands up or turn around and walk away. So, something to be thankful for. If you start the day like I do, being thankful, thinking about what you have in your life to be thankful for, will you start your day that way? And maybe finish your day that way. Do you think at the end of the day, I have this to be thankful for, that? We do that pretty much every night, whether we do it together or whether we do it individually, thinking about what we have to be thankful for. And some of it's collective and some of it is individual. But think about what you have to be thankful for as you go into rest at night, and then when you wake up in the morning, think about whether it's the same thing or not. Think about your mental health, your physical health, your job, your family, these sorts of things. It's really, I think, an important way to shape what your day is all about, and we need to be shaping our day. We need to be healing, certainly. One of the things that happened over the weekend, you may remember we talked Friday, Kenny, about those prison officials that are getting together, or sheriffs and police. They went to Washington. Apparently, out of this information, We found out there were 6,000 drug felons who are in the queue to be freed next week as part of a national effort to reduce drug sentences. The thing is, what do you do with them when they go back into civilian life? That's the question. It's not unlike the question in the Balkans, is it? What do you do with these people? Where are they? They shouldn't have been in jail in the first place, but once they got there, what's happened to them, and now what kind of shape are they going to be in when they come out again? Man, the scourge of drugs. Ugh.
It's a mess. And, you know, these guys get out of, and I say guys, I don't know that they're all men, but
no, there'd be some women.
Right. But yeah. They get out of prison and they're not prepared to be part of society again. Mm-hmm. So what will happen? It's almost a cycle.
Yep.
Will they be headed back into prison?
Well, that's what happens with lots of people that are in prison. These people shouldn't have been in there in the first place. Right. And hopefully people are looking at that for the same reasons that we're asking the question in general, what happens, how do some of these people get into it? Is it just, sometimes it's just limited drug use? I say that, I don't even begin to understand that culture because I've never used drugs. I don't use them now. So I'm, I guess, in a rare position. I don't have a sense of what it's about, but I do know that those people don't belong in jail. 18 past the hour and good day.
At Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Well, I'm here to drink the coffee.
Morning, Dan. Hey, isn't it a little early for a Halloween costume?
Why, no. Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members millions of dollars in surprise points to use towards purchases on costumes and decorations.
Wow.
The scariest part? These points expire October 31st.
I should check my surprise points online.
Surprise points are good for in-store or online.
Yeah, here's your coffee. Hey, don't bite the lid with your fangs.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yeah.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services LLC. This testimonial is an active portrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easiest one, two, three, not three times. Three days in the living room. Three. All right, we got the ah-ah-ahs out of the way, and now it's time for you to compete on the Doug My Three Songs contest. You get the answers. You call us at 888-302-3684 to play the contest. Here's what happens here. We're going to have three different songs, different artists singing, and they have something in common. This one requires a little bit of provocative thinking on your part. We don't want to make these too easy because that's no fun. So when you figure it out, and I say that because I want you to sort of... I think if you listen for something distinctive, then you oftentimes can put two and two together. So once you figure out what they have in common, you dial 888-302-3684, and we'll figure out what you win. Here is the first song by The Wonders. That Thing You Do. This song comes from a movie that was a hit in 1996. The song did okay, as I recall, Kenny. It wasn't as successful as depicted in the movie.
Right.
It was nominated for an Oscar and a Golden Globe, but lost out on both to Madonna, which I think the Madonna songs were from Evita, if I remember back into that era.
Mm-hmm.
This song has been covered by The Knack, NSYNC, and most recently Pentatonix. So there, that's called That Thing You Do. Crank it up, Peter. Think about the message. Next song is by The Boss, The Streets of Philadelphia, Grammy and Oscar-winning song from 1994. In addition to singing, Bruce plays nearly all the instruments on this particular recording. And while it was a number one hit in the U.S., it was number one in Germany, France, and Australia, too. Or no, Austria, not Australia. Well, it could have been in Australia. I don't think we measured that far, did we, Ken?
I'm not sure if it hit number one in Australia, but who knows?
Right. But do you remember this this song? Very, it's a haunting, not typical Bruce Springsteen song, even. The Streets of Philadelphia. Think about this. What's it got in common with The Wonders, That Thing You Do?
I was bruised and battered, I couldn't do what I felt I would.
unrecognizable to myself. Saw my reflection in a window and didn't know my own face. Oh brother, are you gonna leave me wasting away on the streets of Philadelphia?
All right, so that's song number two in this list of three. First one, The Wonders, That Thing You Do. Second, Bruce and Streets of Philadelphia. Third one, When I Fall in Love by Celine Dion and Clive Griffin here.
When I kiss my heart,
these songs have in common. Let's see if we can figure it out. 888-302-3684. We have When I Fall in Love. That song hit number one in 1993. Originally, she was supposed to record this duet with Stevie Wonder, but scheduling issues had Clive Griffin recording it with her instead. The song has been recorded by how many people? Nat King Cole, Johnny Mathis, Rick Astley even has a version of it. Okay, so what do all three of these songs represent? Let's see if we can figure that out or see if Ray has figured it out. Ray, thanks for the call. What do these three songs have in common?
Tom Hanks movies.
They all come from Tom Hanks movies. You are correctamundo, so you'll get a swell prize. But it's interesting you figured that out. Thank you. How quickly did you get to it? Did you figure it out right away?
Second song is Philadelphia.
Yeah, there it is. Okay, good for you. Thank you. Hold on a second. 28 after. Good day.
Hi, I'm on.
Macy's Ultimate Pop-Up Sale. Use your Macy's card or savings pass and take an extra 20 or 15% off. Get coats for her, 40% off. Men's suits, outerwear, and more, 40 to 75% off. Cosmetic specials, 50% off. Take 30 to 50% plus an extra 10% off select jewelry. And take 60% off bedding. Tomorrow only at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices, exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, what causes bad breath in dogs? We often joke about it. Bad breath, also known as halitosis, generally is caused by the fact that your dog has built up certain bacteria in their mouth. These bad smells emerge. The bacteria's presence can indicate a number of things. Either your dog needs a better dental care plan or some underlying health issue or gastrointestinal tract, gut, or kidney problem. It's important that when you do have a dog and you notice that your dog, or a cat for that matter, has bad breath, you check with your veterinarian. 85 to 90% of dogs and cats will in fact develop some type of periodontal disease before they reach 3 to 4 years old. And if checked early, can make all the difference in a healthy and quality of life. But also understand that very often bad breath is not due to teeth or gums. It may be due to something internally, so it's always a good idea to check with your vet. So don't make fun of it the next time your dog or cat walks in with bad breath. Call up your vet and make a visit. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want
a great deal. With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll always get the lowest price.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll get more tech for less. Staples, make more happen.
Price match valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to powerprepper.com or call 877-817-9829 today to learn more. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat. See our selection at powerprepper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Stephan with Ken Kessler on the Good Day program for this Monday, the anniversary of the sighting of four new moons discovered on this date, 2000, in an orbit around Saturn. The discovery brought to the number of known moons near Saturn to 22, gave new meaning to that song, ba 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 new moon. Remember that?
Something like that, yeah.
The moon last night and tonight, over the weekend, another really big super moon. Looked magnificent. Saturday, we couldn't see it here in New England because it was cloudy and rainy. Last night, wow. And the other big bright stars in the sky at this time of year, very cool. But the moon has influence. If you're feeling a little weird, if you were feeling weird last week, especially toward the end of the week. This week, there's a thing about Sagittarius and what's going on with the planets, and astrologers are saying this is a time when you will have heightened and lowered expectations and feelings and emotions. It's just the time of year. It's the way, well, I don't know if it's the time of year. I think because astrology, I find astrology to be very helpful and valuable in my daily life, and my dealings with people that I care about, and oftentimes with people that I'm working with, and that's not to say I don't care about. Well, let's see. There's this category. People over here I care about, and those people I have to work with. But you know what I'm saying. There are things I am absolutely convinced that when the moon is as big and powerful as it is, it has a gravitational effect. Look at the tides. It has the same sort of, even though you can't see it and sense it and taste it and touch it, has a very important a relationship, if you will, to the fluids in our bodies. And this is, you're going to say, okay, Stefan's really gone off the deep end this time. Think about the fact that 70% of what's in your body is water, liquid, the blood in your body that flows around and brings you life in your organs, your muscles, your brain. All of that is affected the same way the currents in the ocean are affected. All right? So there's something for people to either chuckle about or think about today, Kenny. In addition to the usual trouble or the usual fun or the usual things that we're talking about, think about that. Think about how the moon affects the water in your body and how it moves. We all have different chemistry. And that's why things are different with some of us. We have hormonal changes that are going on, men and women. We have all kinds of things depending on what we eat and how what we eat goes into our body, and the chemistry there breaks down and then intermingles with our chemistry and has all kinds of different effects because we're all chemically different. Even though the Genome Project said that 99.42% of us we're all the same. That doesn't mean we're mixed together the same. We may have the same components, yes. But are we all mixed the same? No. And that's how you explain why some people react differently in some circumstances than other people do. Because their brain chemistry is different. All right, you buying that? How many people are buying it? Raise your hands. Peter, did you buy that?
No.
You didn't. No, that's too bad. Because I think it really is. What about you, Kenny? Are you buying it?
It's very interesting. I'm not sure.
Yeah. But. Okay, that's all right. Food for thought. Also yes. On this date, 1958, Pan American World Airways flew its first Boeing 707. TWA had flown the first one to London. They flew the first one to the Paris, the New York Paris trip. Took 8 hours and 41 minutes. And the Clipper America was the first jet to fly into Paris. Very cool. Uh-oh. Don't we still wish Pan American and its ilk were around, or TWA and its ilk were still around? Instead, we have the likes of American and Delta and United. Oy, man, what a crap in the sky. But you see the European and the Middle Eastern airlines are cleaning up because their service is so much better. As well, they should, and American carriers need to. The only reason American carriers do well is because they're protected in this country, because the foreign carriers can't carry domestic passengers. If you had somebody like Air India or Emirates or whatever, some of these Middle Eastern outfits come in, fly from New York to Los Angeles, they put American out of business. American runs an hourly flight now in each direction, New York to Los Angeles and back again every hour, and they use those crap can Airbuses. They used to use Boeing 767s, big plush seats, wide aisles. This is a single aisle plane, and there's nothing but complaining being done by the people. And so, but yet Delta's running a 750 or running 757s every couple of hours back and forth, New York, L.A., and United is doing it from more from Newark to L.A., but they're using single-aisle planes. Who wants to sit on a plane? I do this all the time. I'll be doing it this week, going from Boston to L.A., on a single-aisle plane. Never mind. At least we used to have 757s doing it. Now we get 737s. Those are great short and intermediate-haul planes, but they're not a good long-range plane. But they don't care because they don't have any competition. If there was competition, we used to have double-aisle planes. 767s used to run from Boston to Los Angeles. I'm just saying this because the passengers, those of you listening who are frequent travelers or who are business travelers, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But these people here, the domestic airlines, pretty much like all the other domestic big businesses, they don't care. They figure you got to take it because that's what's left, and that's the problem. As a matter of fact, it, I think, manifests in politics as well, Kenny. Look at Senator Marco Rubio. What a disgrace this guy is. He really is. He's been criticized more this past week for all the votes that he's missed. Never mind while running for president. He's a freshman senator, and he... But you know what? Obama did the same thing. Obama spent all his time running for president and never showed up to vote. So anyway, do you do nothing? But this guy does nothing. And I find that offensive. He's getting paid to be a senator. It bothered me when John McCain did it, running. And Joe Lieberman did it. And who else is there? Well, Cruz is...
And Hillary last time around.
Did it as well. You're right. Yep. So this is Rand Paul. I think, well, is Rand Paul is running for re-election to the Senate. Rubio is not, right? Am I right on that?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the White House or bust. Well, you can consider it bust, pal, because you haven't got what it takes, at least in my estimation. Thoughts?
Yeah.
How are we doing? What do we have? I asked you before, and then we got some comments. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, on the top 10 topics of the week. And I think most of what you had to say was related to presidential politics, wasn't it? Or was it the speaker?
That and a lot of comments at the end of last week and over the weekend about the Benghazi hearing,
mm-hmm.
the marathon thing. That
all right. So, is there anything there that we would like to sink our teeth into that's either amusing, entertaining, important? Because I found the hearings themselves to be anything but in any one of those respects. It was so transparent why they were having them that it became a joke. So, I'm eager to embrace some of the things that people have taken time to write and share with us on Facebook.
Pete says there were 20 attacks on U.S. embassies or U.S. embassy personnel under George W. Bush's administration that resulted in fatalities. When are we going to have hearings with Rice and Powell to find out what they knew and what was going on with their emails?
Somebody asked me over the weekend what actually happened in Benghazi, and I don't know that there's a real record. I shouldn't chuckle about it, but I don't know that anybody really knows what really did happen. And I think Hillary is among them. I don't think she really knows what happened. Do you?
No.
I don't think anybody knows really what happened. I think they can speculate and postulate and use it for politics. However, it was a disgrace, but it isn't the first time it's happened, as that listener pointed out. All right, what else have we got, Kenny?
Let's see. Phil says, Trey Gowdy even said after 11 hours that they knew exactly the same as before the hearing started.
Mm-hmm.
So during the 11 hours, the only person who got anything out of it was Hillary.
Yep, she got a lot of exposure and pretty much solidified her position as the lead in the Democratic race for president. I don't think there's anything else that came out of that at all. And I think I'm looking at it fairly objectively. What else, Kenny?
Let's see. Fawn says, I'm not bragging about her performance. I'm still trying to figure out what difference it makes why there was an attack in the first place. Either reason still ended up with dead Americans. So why do we care anymore?
Why do we care? Good question. Why do you care about any or all of this stuff? When there's more important things going on, like television news, which is up next here on Good Day.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
I'm Joe Mantegna, Forest Service member. Coming home and transitioning back to civilian life is a happy time, reuniting with loved ones. But it can also be a time that presents brand new challenges, especially when it comes to finding a job that will enable them to support their spouses and families. If you're a small or large business employer, there are lots of great reasons for you to consider hiring a veteran. The same discipline, confidence, and skills that they honed in the military stay with them for life, and they can put those skills into practice in their workplace. American veterans bring great value to the businesses and companies that hire them. That's why the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes is urging employers and businesses everywhere to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's the greatest way that you can show your appreciation for the service that they provided to protect us and our freedom. To learn more, call 1-888-44-SALUTE or visit saluteheroes.org.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? At the same time, over 40% of all sports, concert, and theater tickets go unsold. So how come we're all paying so much when so many seats go empty? I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, we guarantee you'll save on great sports, concert, and theater tickets. And we're not talking about last-minute nosebleed seats to events you don't want to see, but millions of great seats for the best events, days, weeks, even months in advance. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever. There are lots of places to buy tickets, but if you really want to save, then check out ScoreBig.com.
And now save even more at ScoreBig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 2255, and we'll take an additional $30 off your ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 2255.
Don't miss Macy's Ultimate Pop-Up Sale. Use your Macy's card or savings pass and take an extra 20 or 15% off. Get coats for her, 40% off. Men's suits, outerwear, and more, 40 to 75% off. Cosmetic specials, 50% off. Take 30 to 50% plus an extra 10% off select jewelry. And take 60% off bedding. Tomorrow only at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices, exclusions apply.
Lots of, this has nothing to do with television, although I'm expecting to see some Christmas influence already here and there, but not much until after Thanksgiving. But that doesn't stop the radio stations from converting. There are four or five more.
Wow.
Today. Don't you start your Christmas, your internet Christmas station the 1st of November?
I do, yeah. I wait till after.
Soundsofchristmas.com. Mm-hmm. You want to catch that. Okay, here's something unusual in the world of television. This is Jennifer's job usually, and she'll be back tomorrow to do it. A guy named Jimmy Morales is the leader in the presidential runoff election in Guatemala. Why is that of interest? Because he hosts a television show. He is a basically a comedian. And because he is basically overseeing what has become a mess in that country, huge protests, widespread public anger over the amount of corruption. The government has been ousted. They've called for election. This guy's leading. Hello. Is there a parallel here someplace? Dun, 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 dun. All right. Yeah, so watch out for his name is Jimenez Morales. Call him Jimmy. Right?
Yep.
Okay, comedian Amy Schumer and her cousin, Senator Charles Schumer, stood in front of New York City Hall over the weekend. Lots of television coverage on this. It's a crusade on guns. They're teaming up to... Now, she's getting a lot of attention because of her being in movies and on television. She's quite lewd, I'm told. Would you say that's the right word? Crude? Risque? What's the right word for her, Kenny?
Acquired taste.
Ah, she's an acquired taste. Okay, there you go. That's much more positive. And so is Charles Schumer. He's an acquired taste, too. And he's never seen a television or a microphone, television camera or microphone that he wanted to avoid. So the two of them are good at being in the public eye, and so they're calling attention to the problems New York is having with guns. The whole country having the same problem. So let's see if something comes out of that one way or another. Mythbusters is leaving the air next year. 2,950 experiments, busted 1,050 myths, created 900 entertaining explosions. This was sort of, would you say this was a tech show, Kenny? This was a science show? How would you basically describe this? This made a lot of
a mix.
A mix of sort of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, they've had a good run for sure. Dancing with the Stars is hitting the road. They're bringing the ballroom to you this winter. They had a tour, I guess, last year that did very well, right? So they're going to go on the road again?
I think they do this just about every year.
Yeah. 43-city tour. Kicks off December 15th. Let's see here. I'm looking at some of these names to try to see if I recognize. I don't watch the show, so I don't feel like I have much credibility there. I'll just tell you that it's going to be on the road. You can look for yourself to see when it's coming to you. Ben Carson says he won't do SNL because running for president is a serious thing. He's going to sell his book, though, for the next 2 weeks. 51 after the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Somebody call for a doctor. I think I'm sick.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program now with the services of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is a well-known cardiologist. He and I do a radio program every weekend together. It's live from 7 until 9 Saturday morning. You can call in your questions, 888-55-DR-KEN is the number. Send email to Dr. Ken at Dr. Ken Show or to me, Doug, at DougSteffen.com. Meanwhile, he's here with us now to go through some of the important medical news, including when to get a mammogram. You and I have talked about this ad nauseum because we don't think mammograms really are that functional. I think we've talked about MRIs and that sort of thing, but what does this report basically tell you?
I don't know if I would agree totally with what you just said, because the mammogram done right and correctly is very effective, especially a baseline and having a baseline of comparison in any change. And if the women listening are confused about when and how often to get a mammogram, they're only intelligent because even the doctors are now confused, because the people who give out recommendations about guidelines have just made this even more confusing. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, this government group that makes recommendations, and often, unfortunately, the insurers take their wisdom on when to pay for these things based on this group that reports to the Department of Health and Human Services, Doug, in 2009 confused this, because up until then the recommendation was all women at age 40 should have a mammogram yearly until about menopause, and then go every other year. And they, the U.S. Preventive Service Task Force, recommended to go to age 50. And that was very, very controversial. And most groups did not go along with that. Well, this was all confused this week by a publication in the Journal of the American Medical Association, where the American Cancer Society announced new guidelines for breast cancer screening for women, suggesting women with an average risk not not begin annual mammograms until age 45. Well, this debate has opened in recent months about over-testing, over-diagnosing for breast cancer, which may cause undue stress on women, exposing them to unneeded treatments and increase health care costs with no actual benefits to patients. According to the new guidelines, women with an average risk of developing breast cancer based on family history, genetic testing, and other risk factors, Doug, should be screened annually between the ages of 45 and 54. The organization's also recommending women with a life expectancy of less than 10 years not be screened based on the idea they will die with cancer but not from it. But many large institutions are not supporting these new guidelines, including Memorial Sloan Kettering, MD Anderson, and the National Comprehensive Cancer Network, and the American College of Radiology, and the Society of Breast Imaging, and also standing firm against these new guidelines are many physicians who practice in this area. And my advice, and also I read into the details of these American Cancer Society guidelines because the press is just giving you the headlines to wait till age 45, but in the details it says, fortunately, that the decision should be made personally by the woman and the doctor, and that if age 40 is right for the individual, that the insurance should pay for it. And the important thing about these new guidelines is that if a woman wants to start at age 40, they should.
All right. So there's the story, complete and in detail. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who now in detail has a minute to tell you about the reason the National Institute of Health says high blood pressure is perhaps the number one issue. Ken's a cardiologist. He knows that. And he wants to tell you about Neo 40 caplets and super beats.
Sure, Doug. In 1988, the nitric oxide, it was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body. And by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide, it helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and it's a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect athletic performance and, yes, sexual performance. So as a cardiologist, every day I'm working hard to keep the 60,000 miles of blood vessels in your body healthy to lower the risk of heart attack, stroke, erectile dysfunction, and even Alzheimer's disease. So I'm very excited because I have finally found a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in your body. Many foods, Doug, they're rich in nitric oxide, such as spinach, nuts, artichoke, beets, and certain green teas, kale, radishes, leafy vegetables. However, as we age, it gets harder to consume enough of these nitrate-rich foods in order to compensate for the declining nitric oxide production levels in your body. So super beets and Neo 40 is a way to get your levels up, and Doug will tell you how to get it.
800-655-4183. Take Dr. Ken's advice. Use Super Beats and Neo 40. 800-655-4183.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.